Good evening, First Baptist Church family and friends, and welcome to our prayer service for Wednesday, August 31st in the year 2022. This is Cynthia Tinsley, your facilitator for tonight, and I first want to just thank you all for joining us. There are so many other things that you could be doing, and I just am so grateful to God that you took the time to spend some time with us this evening. So I want to remind you of two things. Number one, please quiet all background noise when the line is unmuted. And number two, all program participants for this evening should leave their phones unmuted and wait until I call your name before speaking. We will now begin with our prayer of thanksgiving and praise by Deacon Kenneth Brooks, Sr.
Good evening, First Baptist. Let's pray. Thank you for bringing the First Baptist family together again on a Wednesday night prayer meeting. It's truly a blessing that we have the technology that allows us to come together, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, open our hearts and minds to receive you. Please let our prayers tonight touch someone tonight, Heavenly Father. Touch them, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, we'd like to thank you for coming into my life, Heavenly Father, and for me to have a personal relationship with you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for your love, grace, and mercy that you've shown me and my family. And Heavenly Father, thank you for the blessings you have bestowed on First Baptist Church. Help us to use those blessings to bless others. Let our light shine as a beacon of hope as we strive to serve you, Heavenly Father. Help us to remember that no problems in life are too large or too small for us to call out on you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for never leaving us or forsaking us. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Sister Emma Johnson will now bless us with a scripture reading.
Good evening. I will be reading Isaiah 40, verses 29 to 31. He giveth power to the faint and to them that has no might. He increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings and as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Amen.
We will now have a prayer by Deacon Charles Fleet, Jr.
Good evening, First Baptist Church, family, friends, and visitors. Let us pray. Our Father, Father who has blessed us this day, we come this evening just giving you thanks for another day of your mercy and grace. Thanking you, Lord, for watching over us, for protecting us and keeping us safe as we did our daily chores and errands, for blessing us and keeping us in your care. Praying, O Lord, for each and every member that is on the line, praying for their families and loved ones. Praying, O Lord, that you will continue to be with us and bless us and protect us. Bless the official board of First Baptist. the deacons, the trustees, the deaconess, the ministerial staff, be with them and strengthen them in everything, that they do, oh Lord, that we will be beaten for you, that we will let our light shine for you in everything and everywhere that we go. I pray for the sick and the shut-in, and those that are under the shadow of bereavement. And I pray, O Lord, for this country and the president. Keep him safe. Put a hedge of safety round about him, that no harm or danger would come upon him. And I pray that you will bless us all and strengthen us all and prop us up on every leaning side, O Lord, and bless us throughout the rest of the year, if it is your will. I give you all praise and all honor, and I will bless your name at all times. I pray these prayers in your name, Jesus the Christ.
This is now your opportunity to speak directly to the Lord during our 2-minute closed mic prayer. We will now have a prayer by Deacon Reginald Hardman, Sr.
Good evening, First Baptist. Let us look to the Lord. Heavenly Father, we come to you this evening. First and foremost, we want to express our gratitude for your love that you have shown us all throughout our lives. Been so good to us, words hardly even begin to express the level of appreciation that we have for you and through your darling son, Jesus. have been blessing us always. Thank you, Lord, for this night of prayer that's being held by First Baptist Church. Specifically, I thank you for Sister Deborah Lattimore. I ask you to bless her in a special way. Bless the message that she will bring forth. Let it be a blessing to some of us on the line, if not all of them. Thank you for her home and her family. We ask you to bless each and every one of them. Thank you for this service that you're providing us with through this technology that you have so graciously allowed to be in existence today. We love you, Lord, and we praise you. We honor you and bless your name. You are worthy to be praised. And any praise that we give you is hardly enough. But we want to express our gratitude to you, Lord, because you have been so wonderful, so kind, better than our sins deserve. And we thank you, Lord. We ask you to be with us always, today, tomorrow, and forever. In Jesus' name, we pray. We pray. Amen.
Our inspirational moment this evening will come from Sister Deborah Lattimore, who is a member of the Sunday School Adult Class Number 2 and Mary and Martha Bible Study.
Thank you. Some people like to sing in the shower, but I like to sing wherever the Spirit leads me. So I'm getting ready to sing a song that I sing all the time in my car when my life is out of control. It's a very old hymn that the senior choir used to sing when I was a child. To me, it is the old hymns that help me when I need to feel the presence of God. Lead me, guide me along the way. For if you lead me, I cannot stray. Lord, let me walk each day with thee. Lead me, oh Lord, lead me. And then I slow the song down and really listen to the words. Lord, lead me, guide me along the way. For if you lead me, I cannot stray. Lord, let me walk each day with thee. Lead me, O Lord, lead me. You know, sometimes when life challenges get in the way, I go to my Heavenly Father in prayer. The road up ahead looks very dark, and I just can't seem to find my way through it. One moment. Hello? And you know, sometimes when life challenges get in the way, I go to my Heavenly Father in prayer. The road up ahead looks very dark, and I just can't seem to find my way through it. So I cry out to the Lord. I'm sorry, someone keeps on calling me. One moment, please. Hello? And I slow the song down and really listen to the words. So I cry out to him, Lord, which way should I go? I'm lost. I'm stumbling. One moment, please. I'm sorry about that. Someone keeps on calling me. I have to let them know. So I'll begin again. You know, sometimes when life challenges get in the way, I go to my Heavenly Father in prayer. The road up ahead looks very dark, and I just can't seem to find my way through it. So I cry out to him, Lord, which way should I go? I'm lost. I'm stumbling. Please, Lord, please help me. Just like each and every one of you, I've been taught to take it to the Lord in prayer. Okay, so I did that. But Lord, I need help now. You see, we say that the young people today are so impatient, and they are. They're called the right now generation. But we as adults are also very, very impatient too. So instead of waiting on the Lord for an answer, we end up answering our own prayers. We only tend to take our problems to him in the middle or at the end of the storm when everything is out of control. You see, we know the scriptures very well. Some of us can even quote them probably backwards and can tell you what book they are found in. It's all through the Bible. Take it to the Lord in prayer. But we're not really listening and applying what we have read. The scriptures in the Bible will only become effective and real to us if we only believe and have faith in what they can do for us. So when you recite, the Lord is with me at all times, he will never leave me nor forsake me, believe it with all your heart and soul, and then watch what the Lord will do. We are all guilty sometimes of being hearers of the word and not doers of the word. All the Lord wants us to do is to rely on him only. He will see you through your difficulties, your illnesses, and your relationships. Go to your personal closet and just be very still and very quiet and wait until the Lord speaks to you. Listen to him. Be patient, because your answer may not come today or even tomorrow. But remember, he is still with you. He's walking with you and he's talking with you. Just let the Holy Spirit do his job. In Matthew chapter 8, we know the story about the centurion whose servant was paralyzed and terribly ill. What did he do? He went straight to Jesus and he asked Jesus for help. Jesus replied, should I come and heal him now? The centurion replied, Lord, just say the word and my servant will be healed. Wow, such faith. 5 words. Just say the word, Lord. Listen, we will always be traveling through the wilderness. The storms will always be turbulent in our lives. They will never cease. The road up ahead will have many, many challenges. But what the Lord wants us to do is to be like the centurion and come to him first. I mean, really, really come to him. Don't come to him as a last resort when you have tried unsuccessfully to handle your situation alone. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Take all of your problems and questions and then leave them at the foot of the cross. And then let Jesus pick it up and carry it the rest of the way. He's just waiting on you to understand how powerful he really is and believe in the power of his name and what he can do for you. If you let him, he can be your doctor, your financial advisor, your lawyer, and your marriage counselor. Just have faith and believe that he will answer your prayer. Now, sometimes we wonder whether the answer we receive is his will, or is it just our own personal desire? But let me tell you that you will know that it is him answering your prayer, because you will feel such a peacefulness and calmness that you are unable to explain. You'll be walking around with a smile on your face, and without knowing it, you will hear yourself saying, thank you, Jesus. Some of you have experienced what I'm referring to. Just give it all to him, trust him, and don't lose the faith, for he is already waiting on you. So just remember to take it to the Lord in prayer, and don't be surprised if one day you're in your car and you start singing, lead me, guide me along the way. For if you lead me, I cannot stray. Lord, let me walk each day with thee. Lead me, O Lord. lead me. I want to close by saying that I am the oldest daughter of Robert and Dolores Parker, and I am a student of the First Baptist Church Sunday School class, hosted by Sister Ruth Thornton, Trustee Leroy Teller, and Deacon Parrish Wimber, and also a student of the Thursday afternoon Bible study, hosted by Reverend Peggy Miller. These individuals, as well as my other classmates, continue to help me to grow in reading God's Word and strengthening and developing my relationship with our Heavenly Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. May we all continue to glorify His name in all that we do and say. Amen.
Amen, amen. The lines will now be open for 20 seconds so that we can show our appreciation for Sister Lattimore's message. The lines will be unmuted for 20 seconds.
Thank you.
Go, my sister. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you. Wonderful job. Thank you for sharing the word with you and your family. All that you do. Strengthen you in your ways. Hallelujah to your name, O Lord. We love you. We need you. We adore you. We praise you.
Thank you for the beautiful word. God bless you.
Thank you for sharing it. Thank you for your beautiful voice for singing a wonderful song. Yes. He will lead us and guide us every step of the way. Trust in Him.
God bless you. Thank you for the message. I receive it in the name of Jesus.
Wonderful job. Wonderful.
Do you enjoy Wednesday night prayer service as much as I do? If you enjoy this service and you have a message, a scripture, a prayer, a testimony, anything that you wish to share or you know someone who does, please reach out to Deaconess Naomi Rembert, Deaconess Tolliver, Jean Tolliver, Deacon and Deaconess Bruce and Brenda Roberson, Reverend Tucker, your circle leader, or even myself, Cynthia Tinsley. We would love to hear what you have to share with us. We will now have remarks and prayers by Reverend Frank D. Tucker.
Surely we thank God again for this blessed time that we have had together in this prayer experience. We certainly thank our inspirational speaker this evening, Sister Deborah Latimore. We are grateful to God for the fruits of the First Baptist Church family that has nurtured her and shared her growth, shared in her growth and development. And certainly she gave us a message of great significance, the fact that we do need the Lord to lead us. And I know even now I need the Lord to lead me along the way. We certainly want to express our appreciation to each one of the persons who participated in the services tonight. You were a blessing as well. And all who are faithful in your attendance at this prayer experience, we lift up your names to the Lord, for we know the richness of coming together as a church family to be blessed together. And we need to continue to do that and not fail to embrace the coming together and offering ourselves in prayer and praise and testimony unto the Lord. On this coming Sunday is another opportunity for us to commune together and fellowship together. It is indeed our communion services that we will have in person at the church. And we certainly encourage those persons who cannot make it to the church to join us virtually and share in your communion experiences, that we might offer unto God our unity and our commitment unto the Lord. We want to also remind the Diggins of the your meetings on Saturday at 10 a.m., and we want to encourage them to be together as they share their meeting virtually. And then we want to share with all of us that our homecoming services are scheduled for October the 2nd. The circle leaders are making ready for a momentous event that we usually have, and we're encouraging those persons who can and who are able to attend to come and contact your circle leaders. Your circle leaders will be attempting to contact you. If you plan to come, make sure you are contacted, because there is a special gift for those who are attending the services on homecoming Sunday at the church. If you're attending at the church, connect with your circle leader. It's extremely important. And then we want you to make sure that you are always faithful in your support of the ministry of our church. We certainly want to express our deep appreciation for your support and your carrying on the work and ministry of the church throughout the church. I'm so grateful to God for all of those persons who are participating and giving of your time and your talent continuously, that our church might be blessed. You please know also that especially on the homecoming Sunday, all of the protocol, safety protocol for this time of and season of the year will be put in place, and you will be informed of all of that, and continues to be informed in the area of your safety. Our love and condolences go out to Brother Eddie and Sister Bessie Bess and their entire family in the transitioning of their cousin, Mr. Charles McCrae, who was killed in a car accident. The services will be held on Saturday, September 3rd, 2022, in Sumter, South Carolina. Please keep the best and McCrae families in your prayers. They certainly need them, as all of us need to be kept in prayer. And now, my brothers and sisters, let me solicit your prayers. As my doctors have suggested that I should spend a little time taking care of my health. I'm going through some health tests, and I am challenged in my body and mind. And so I encourage you to keep us in your prayers. Now we're going to open up the lines for 2 minutes that you would add to the needed prayer request. If you would be so kind to share with us the names of persons that you would like to have prayed for, or situations, the lines will be open for 20 seconds. 20 seconds, the lines will be open.
The Mitchell family, praise the Bruce family, everyone.
God our Father, we come before you now asking that you would have mercy upon these your people and hear their cries. You know the names of the individuals that have been lifted up. You know the situations. We are confident, O God, that whatever they are and whoever they might be, that you know all about them already. And so we just pray and ask that you would do your will and your way in their lives, that you would be available to them for victories and for whatever they stand in need of. For Lord, we do need you. We can't make it without you. We don't know which way to go or what to do. And sometimes, oh God, we are made to feel so unat-ease, and we need you to comfort our minds and our thoughts and our wills and our way, and abide with us as only you can do. And then, Lord, we pray for healing. We realize that whatever the doctors may say and able to do, we know that it is only you that can provide what we need. We pray for healing of mind, of healing of body. And, oh God, surely we pray for the healing of our spirits. We ask, oh God, your forgiveness, for we know that we have fallen short of what you desire of us. For when we would do good, there's evil all around us. And so, God, we know that we can't get out of this wilderness unless you, oh God, abide with us and fortify us along the way. And so, God, we ask your healing grace and mercy upon each of your children. And then, God, we pray for the bereaved. We pray for those who are troubled and have a sense of loss. And we pray, oh God, for those who are struggling in mind and spirit. And then, God, we ask that thou wouldest make us ready for the joy of deliverance, for the joy that comes with overcoming the snares and the problems of life, for the joy of overcoming this turbulent storm that prevails in our journey. And then, oh God, we even pray that you would make us for the readiness of the kingdom and the joy that comes in kingdom blessings. We ask, oh God, that you would assure us that in all situations that we are not alone, that you are with us and you are providing for us and you are giving us what you see that we stand in need of. And now, Lord, we want to say thank you. We want to say thank you for bringing us from the early existence of our lives to this present moment of time. You have seen us and delivered us and brought us through seen and unseen dangers. You have opened ways for us. And you have made us, O God, as your people and as your children, that we were able to overcome and able to grow stronger and able to be what we are. And now, God, sustain us and keep us that each day we would grow to be more and more like you. And one of these days, oh God, we'll be able to see you face by face to face. And oh God, we want to say thank you for the journey. Keep us strong, Lord. Bless us that we may be the people that you want us to be. Special blessings, O God, upon this branch of Zion. Special blessings, O God, upon each member who have fought in this battle and served in this branch and house of service. Abide with them, O God, continuously is our prayer. And now the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and be gracious unto you and grant unto you his peace. Amen, amen, and amen.
Before we close out tonight, I am going to open up the lines again for 60 seconds, 1 minute, so that we can lift up Reverend Tucker in prayer as a collective. Mind you, he might not hear all the words that we speak, but God will. The lines will be open for 60 seconds.
Thank you, Lord, as we come together, raise your divine name. Thank you, Lord, that we have the reverence, Lord,
thank you for our members.
Thank you, Lord.
This concludes our Wednesday night prayer service for August 24th, the last Wednesday in August, 31st. We thank you for joining, and we ask that you please be mindful of all announcements made by Reverend Tucker tonight. And if you need additional information, we encourage you to read the pastor's weekly letter to the church, reach out to your circle leader, or visit our website at www.fbcwdc.org. For those of you who will be signing off, have a blessed evening and the remainder of your week. And for those of you remaining on the line, I pray that you continue to enjoy the music.